Today's Friday yoga is a sequence to help you create some space, much needed, in our bodies. Hello and welcome to Happy Healthy Human Radio. I am your host, Samantha Attard, coming at you from the fabulous and gorgeous Washington, D.C. I'm an Ayurvedic coach, yoga instructor, and doula, helping to share all the things I'm learning about and teaching about in my daily practices so we can find some more balance, bliss, and confidence in our everyday. If you do enjoy this podcast, I truly, truly appreciate you subscribing, leaving a review on iTunes, or sharing with a friend that might also be interested. Thank you so much for being a part of this community. I'm really excited for today's yoga sequence. This is a sequence to really create space in your body. My doula client, the one that just had her baby on Monday, she is a regular yoga client of mine, and she came to a class on Thursday, literally the day that her yoga contraction started, and I knew she was at exactly 39 weeks. I knew we were ready to get this baby out of there, and so we did a yoga practice that was really about relaxing, creating space, particularly in the pelvic floor and hamstrings, but also through the entire body. And I'm just saying, she started going into labor that same day. So, you know, I'm just saying. But even if you are not having a baby, this is actually it's an intense sequence. It is not something for the faint of heart, not to scare you all. But this is not just like a prenatal yoga sequence. This is a sequence that all of you can do, all of you can enjoy, because we all could use a little more space in our bodies. So let's get started. Let's come to a seated position on our shins. So you can sit right on your shins and butt onto heels. If this feels uncomfortable, you throw a block underneath your hips so you can sit your hips up a little bit. Or if you don't have that block, if this really doesn't feel good, please just take a seat cross-legged. And close your eyes. Let's take a deep inhale through the nose and exhale through the mouth. Big breath in through the nose and exhale through the mouth. One inhale through the nose. Exhale through the mouth. And then let's start to use a technique we did on the podcast earlier this week. When you inhale through the nose, feel the diaphragm and pelvic floor drop. And as you exhale, pull the diaphragm and pelvic floor up. Inhale to drop that pelvic floor, create some space. And exhale to contract, pull up. One more big breath in. One more long breath out. Slowly open up your eyes. We're going to move to breath of joy. So if you're not sitting on your shins, please get there now. And you're going to sit up on the shins. So now the hips are lifting up off of the heels. So you're standing up strong and tall on the shins. And reach your hands up to the sky. Big breath in. And then you'll exhale, you'll take hands to opposite elbows. And as you exhale, bring the forearms, so holding on opposite elbows, forearms come to the belly and fold down and in. So hips will sit back as you fold down and in. As you inhale, lift back up to sit on the shins, reach the arms up tall, big open heart. Exhale, hands to opposite elbow, hug the forearms in and fold. Inhale, big lift. Exhale, hands to forearms, fold in. Two more times. Inhale, big lift up. This is called breath of joy. Exhale, fold it on in. Maybe you can see why. Last one. Inhale, get all big. And exhale, fold it on in. This time, walk the hands out forward. Come to hands and knees. Let's take cat and cow pose. So as you inhale, the belly drops, the shoulders pull back, the chest opens. And as you exhale, you round the back, you tuck in, you fold in. Inhale, belly drops, cow pose. And exhale, round it out. One more inhale. And exhale to round. Come back to your neutral spine. We'll take a nice twist here. So right hand reaches up and over to the right. And as you exhale, thread the right arm behind the left. Coming down onto the outside edge of the right arm, it's thread the needle, right palm faces up, right shoulder and head is on the ground. Breathe right here. There's all this fabulous length happening through the sides of the waist. I'm creating more and more space right here. One more big breath in. And full breath out. Your next breath, press into that left hand, reach the right hand back up to sky, and then right hand down to the ground on your exhale. Let's do the other side. Left hand reaches up and over to the left, and then thread the left arm behind the right. Left arm down on the ground, left cheek on the mat, and you breathe deep. Soft right here. Feel the hips stretching back away from the shoulder so that you're getting a little longer. You're already creating some length in that side body, all from your body. Deep breath in. And long breath out. Next breath, we'll press into the right hand, reach left hand back up to sky, and then left hand down to ground. Let's tuck the toes, press back to a downward facing dog, and let's do what we can to find some space here. So one thing I really love to do is bend both knees in down dog, and then press the hands into the ground. Feel like you're trying to press them forward so that the weight comes even a little bit more towards the fingertips than the heels of the hands. You feel like the forearms are trying to press forward, and then from that pressure, pull the hips up and back. So you're getting longer, longer, longer all along the back body. Big breath in. And big breath out. High plank on your inhale, come forward. Exhale, lower all the way down to the ground. One long line, or you can always bring knees down first. Roll those shoulders up, back, and down to bring you to baby cobra. And gently feel the palms pulling back. So the chest is pulling forward. You're getting longer through the front body. Big breath in. Exhale, lower the shoulders down. Let's press back, downward facing dog. Deep inhale. And deep exhale. Take as many steps as you need, walking your feet all the way up to the front of the mat. You're hanging here, feet hips width distance, a little nod yes with the head, a little shake out no. Big breath in. Big breath out. And then let's roll up to standing one vertebrae at a time. So feel first like the belly button is lifting all the way up to the ceiling. And then one vertebrae at a time, you come all the way up. Hands reach up to sky. Big breath. And hands to heart. Inhale, reach up. And exhale, fold forward. Halfway lift. Let the spine get longer. And then exhale, take the hands down. Step the left foot back. And you're going to want to line up that left foot directly behind the right. So you're still in the lunge shape. So the legs are long apart, but they're in the same line, maybe right down the center of the mat. Big breath in here. And then you're going to step the right foot back in front of the left foot. So you're going to cross at the ankles, right foot cross in front of the left, downward facing dog. So right ankle cross in front of the left, down dog. The left foot might start to lift a little bit off the mat. And as you inhale, shift forward towards a plank pose. Keep those crossed legs. Drop the hips, shoulders back. So it's like an up dog, but with this crazy crossed legs. And then exhale, lift the hips, press back to your down dog. Nice crossed legs. Deep breath in. And deep breath out. Left leg lifts to sky. Stretch it up. And then exhale, step the left foot between the hands. You still have that nice straight line. Gaze forward on the inhale. And then exhale, right foot steps behind the left so you have crossed ankles, forward fold. So right leg behind left, crossed ankles, forward fold. Halfway lift, inhale. Exhale, hands down. All the way to standing, reach tall. Exhale, fold forward. Halfway lift in. Hands down, right foot steps back. Gaze forward, inhale. Left foot steps back on the exhale. Step it in front of the right so you have that cross-legged down dog. Left foot in front of right. Come forward to your high plank. Drop the hips. Pull the shoulders back. Nice cross legs. And exhale. Hips pull back. Down dog. Right leg lifts the sky. Inhale. Step between hands. Exhale. Gaze forward. Breath in. Left foot behind right. Forward fold. Cross legs. Halfway lift in. Exhale, hands down. Inhale all the way to standing reach. Exhale, fold forward. Halfway, inhale. Hands down, left foot back. Gaze forward, in. Right foot in front of left, down dog. Come to high plank, drop the hips, shoulders back. Press back, downward facing dog. Left leg lifts, inhale. Step between hands, exhale. Gaze forward, inhale. Right foot behind left, exhale, forward fold. Halfway, inhale. Exhale, fold forward. Up to standing, reach tall. Fold forward, exhale. Halfway, inhale. Right foot back, exhale. Gaze forward, inhale. Left foot in front of right, down dog. Come forward to high plank, drop the hips, shoulders back. Down dog, exhale. Last little side, right leg up, inhale. Step between hands, exhale. Isn't this fun? Gaze forward, in. Left foot forward, behind the right, out. Halfway lift, in. Exhale, hands down. Come all the way to standing, reach tall. Here's where it changes, uncross the legs. Oh, feels nice. Press strong into both feet. Feel that space in the pelvis, just the strength of your body here, that stability of being right foot, left leg normal rather than all crossed around. You're like, oh, this does feel nice. I like this. Big breath in. And big breath out. Inhale to reach the arms tall. Fold forward as you exhale. Halfway lift in. Chaturanga, step or hop back, high to low plank. Feel so nice with those free legs, up dog. And down dog, exhale. Big breath in. And big breath out. Right leg lifts, inhale. Step between hands, exhale. Warrior one, left heels down, reach the arms up, bend the right knee so deep, get so tall through the hands, and you feel really solid here. So take the legs as wide as you need so you feel firm, strong base. Two breaths. One more. Take the hands behind the back, clasp the hands, open through the front of the shoulders. If your hands don't reach each other, feel free to just keep the arms wide or even put a blanket or towel between the hands or strap so you can reach. As you exhale, fold forward for a humble warrior, head heavy, chest facing down, hands pulling up and over. Full breath. From the belly, come all the way back up. Warrior one, big breath in. And then hands come down to ground. Step back, high to low plank, lowering elbows by sides. Up dog, pull the shoulders back. Feel the strength and the press of the feet. And then down dog, exhale. Other side, left leg lifts. Step between hands, warrior one, right heels down. Reach those arms up to sky and really engage as you bend the left knee deep. Pull the right hip forward. You are so strong. Creating this strong, stable base right here for you. Right here for you. Full breath. And exhale. Hands come behind the back. Open through the front of the chest. Big stretch open. Humble warrior. Fold the body all the way forward. Head is so heavy. So heavy. Yes. Two breaths here, feeling the body drop, feeling that release. Last one, from the belly, pull all the way up, arms up to sky. Warrior one, and then exhale, hands come down to ground. Step back, vinyasa, vinyasa, high to low plank. Up dog and down dog. Full breath in. Full breath out. Right leg lifts to sky. Step between hands for a warrior two. Back heels down, arms out like a T. Bend the right knee super deep and feel this spaciousness through the front of the pelvis, the front of the hips, the inner hips and thighs. You can sink down a little deeper. You can create a little more length, a little more space. Full breath. Keep that sense of spaciousness in the low body. Reverse your warrior. And take both hands down to ground. Vinyasa, stepping back, high to low plank. Up dog. And down dog. Inhale, left leg up to sky. Step between hands, warrior two. Open everything out. Feel the feet press in two different directions so that the pelvic floor, so that the inner thighs can soften down. So that you can create some space here, some width in the lower body. And as you inhale, reverse your warrior, left hand up to sky. And as you exhale, take both hands down to ground. Step back, take a vinyasa, high to low plank. Up dog on the inhale and down dog on your exhale. Your next breath, come forward to high plank and lower all the way down onto your belly. Once you lower onto your belly, let's roll onto the right side. So you're gonna take the right hand, you can just prop the elbow on the ground to hold up your head, the right side. Your legs are both coming straight out back. If you need a little extra support, you can take a little bend in the right knee, actually, the knee that's on the ground or the foot, the leg that's on the ground. You can bend it if you need a little extra support. Flex the left toes so the left toes are coming towards your face, so lifting them towards your face. And you want to keep that left foot parallel to earth. And as you inhale, lift the left foot up and exhale, lower it down. Inhale, left leg. Exhale, lower. Lift, breath in, feel the outer hip. Exhale, lower. One more time here. Inhale, lift. Exhale, lower. Very nice. Now, find a nice middle ground where it's just a little lifted, but the hip isn't too open. So left leg's a little lifted off the right. And then bring the left foot a little forward. And then down back. And forward, so you're kicking in front of you. And then back, always making sure you can keep that flex, you keep that control. Forward and back, very nice. One more time, forward and back. Very nice, come back through center, roll onto the belly. Let's come onto the left side. So left hand props up the head, elbows on the floor. Right hand can be on the floor in front of your chest to help support you. And know that you can always take a bend in the left knee. You're gonna flex the right toes so they come towards your face. Make sure that right foot is parallel to the ground. And then lift the right leg up and lower. And lift and lower. Inhale, lift and lower. Last one, lift and lower down. Very nice. Okay, find your middle ground where the hip's not too open. And then right foot goes forward and back. Forward and back, forward and back. Last one, forward and back. Very nice, come back through center, roll onto belly. Take a moment to do a baby cobra, pull the shoulders back, gently pull the hands back and downward facing dog. Okay, we're gonna gaze forward to the inhale and then bend knees on the exhale, step or hop to the front of the mat. Halfway lift on the in. And exhale, hands down. Let's come all the way up to standing, reach the arms tall, and then bring hands to heart. You're gonna step the left leg back, facing towards the side of your mat. Toes are gonna be parallel for Prasarita Padottanasana, so a wide-legged forward fold. Again, toes come in closer than heels, legs are nice and wide, you're facing the side of the mat, and you fold forward. Now, what I'd like you to do here, well, first, let's take a deep breath to feel the hips widen. The hips create a little more space. Press on the outside edges of the feet and feel the head heavy. And then you'll start to bend one knee then the other, a little back and forth and back and forth so that you're shifting hips side to side. Body is going with it. Deep breath. Nice. And the next time that you come over to the right, you're gonna bring your right hand and turn your right toes towards the front of the mat. Bring your right hand onto the ground or a block in front of that right foot, and then lift the left leg up to sky for a half moon. Now please bend the right knee, bend the standing leg just a little bit extra right here. And then you're going to just do three little lifts with the left leg, just like we did when we were lying on our sides. Okay, so you have your half moon, left leg is straight back, toes nice and flexed, and then lift the left leg 3 inches and lower 3 inches, and up 3 inches and lower three. One more up and down, very nice. Step that left foot back, and we'll create a lizard lunge. So you're gonna come onto the ball of the left foot, right foot is still facing forward, left knee is down, right foot can come a little more to the right. And then make the hands on the inside of the left, inside of the right leg. Left hand plants firmly on the ground. And if you'd like to, you can turn the right toes a little bit to the right, so they're going towards the top right corner of the mat, and gently press on the inner right thigh. So you're gently pressing the inner right thigh away, 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 leaning back against it, create some space. Full breath in. And full breath out. Two more breaths. And breath out. Last one. And breath out. Slowly bring that right leg back in. Tuck the left toes, lift the left knee, and walk the hands over towards the left once again, finding your Prasarita Padottanasana. Let the head hang heavy, maybe even get a little shake out in the knees and the hips so you can relax right here. And once again, just like we did before, back and forth, side to side. One breath at a time. Deep breath. Nice. And you come back to center. And then you're going to walk your hands over towards the left foot. You're going to turn the left toes straight towards the back of the room. And you will be setting up for half moon. Right leg is going to lift up to the sky. And once again, press strong to that left hand. You can take a good bend to the left knee. I know it's gonna really work that quad, and that's okay. Right leg straight out and back, flex the toes, and then inhale, lift the right leg 3 inches and lower 3 inches. Keep breathing, lift and lower. Last one, lift, lower, very nice. Step the right foot back, lizard lunge. So left toes, again, pointing to the back of the room, right knee down to earth, walk the left foot over to the left. And from here, hands are on the inside of the left leg. You can turn the left toes a little more towards the top left corner of the mat. Gently press the left thigh away from you as you lean back. Nice. Breathing here. You are creating the space in your body. You personally, yourself, right here. Full breath. Slowly bring the leg back towards center. You're going to make your way back towards Prasarita Padottanasana, walking your hands back towards the right. Toes parallel. Take a little halfway lift shape. Hands can come to hips and then come all the way to standing. And step the left foot forward. You're at the top of the mat. Very nice. Take a moment here. Feel that strength. Press into the big toes. Feel that length, that release all the way through the inner thighs and back of the legs. Reach the arms on up and fold forward. Let's come to lie on our backs. Let's take a bridge pose. So bring lying on your backs, feet nice and close to the hips. Feet are going to be hips width distance, and middle fingers can even almost reach the heels. You'll press into the feet to lift the hips to sky. Feel the inner thighs rolling in and down. So you feel the pelvic floor, particularly the back of the pelvic floor, relaxing, releasing. Deep breath. Two more. One more. Slowly lower all the way down. One breath in. One breath out. Last time, bridge or wheel. Bridge pose, press into the feet. If you're coming to wheel, thumbs by the ears, press to the crown of the head, and then lift all the way up for three and two and one. Nice. Slowly lower all the way down to the ground. Knees, windshield wiper, side to side, side to side. And then soles of your feet are going to come together, knees come wide, one hand to the belly, one hand to the heart. Steady breath. Maybe you even take a moment to press strong between the feet to feel the engagement through the inner thighs, and then relax the feet. Feel the inner thighs soften. That is the space that you have created. You have created. Full breath. Slowly bring the knees back together towards center. Hug the knees into the chest. Do a little rock and roll and rock and roll. Rock and roll all the way up to a seated position. Let's take Uptavista Konasana. So that's a wide-legged fold. So you'll take the legs nice and wide. Toes point straight up. If you're feeling like your low back is rounding, you can put a block underneath your hips or a blanket. Otherwise, sit up nice and tall. Walk the hands forward and start to fold in. Head is heavy. Might be a little pressing back in the hips as you relax in the shoulders and the head. Four breaths. One more. And slowly lift all the way up. Gently bring all the feet, your legs back in closer together. Come to lie down on the back. Hug the knees in. Take a little rock side to side and side to side. You're going to take both knees over to the right for your twist. If it feels good for you, you might want to lengthen the right leg out. And what I'll invite you to do in this twist here is to take your right hand and gently press on the top of the left thigh, like right at the hip crease, or right where the thigh meets the front of the hip, just gently press down away from you. Feel a little extra space that you create through the left side body. And you're like, oh, here I am assisting myself, taking care of myself, creating space. Full breath in. Full breath out. One more. Come back through center. Lengthen out the left leg and hug the right knee into the chest. You'll take the right knee over to the left side. You can take the left hand now and press into the top of the right thigh, right at the hip crease, pressing away from you and relax. Full breath. You are creating space in your body. You are supporting your body right here. Isn't that so powerful? And take a full breath. Come back in through center. Hug your knees in through the chest. Take a little rock side to side and side to side. And then extend the legs long, finding your Shavasana pose. And here, feel the heaviness of your body, that you are just sinking into ground. And at the same time, because you're so well supported, you find a sense of lightness, like you're just not even having to hold yourself anymore because the ground is doing that for you. Here you are, heavy and light at the same time. Deep breath. Knowing that this space, it is available in your body. You've created it. You have made it possible. be right here for your breath. Take a deep breath in, a long breath out, and start to bring some movement to your fingers and to your toes, gently waking the body back up. Bend the knees, start to walk the feet in towards the belly, towards the body, and you'll hug the knees into the chest and rock over to the right side. Press into the hands, coming up to a seated position. Hands at the thighs, eyes closed. You feel the space that you've created, what you have made possible. I'm breathing right here. Deep breath. Knowing it's always possible to create this space. It's always possible to find this internally, just from you, just for you. Hands pressed together at your heart. Let's take a deep breath in together. Big exhale. The light and spaciousness in me bows that same light and spaciousness in you. Thank you so much for practicing with me, and I hope you have a wonderful day full of love and light.